Musical guided tour. Irish traditional dance tunes. Irish dance tune melodies are set to common dance rhythms such as the jig, the hornpipe, and most popular of all, the reel. All of the tunes are based on three different types of scales. One of these, the Dorian scale, sounds like this. It is closely related to certain forms of the minor scale discussed in Chapter 4. Here is part of a reel based on the Dorian scale. In other words, it is a reel in a Dorian key. The title of the tune is The Morning Dew. Second, we come to the Mixolydian scale. It is essentially a major scale with a lowered seventh scale degree. It sounds like this. Lindsay will now play part of a jig using the Mixolydian scale. The tune is called Freyr's Jig. Third, and finally, many Irish tunes use the familiar major scale. Here is a passage from a hornpipe in a major key called Cronan's Hornpipe. Ornamentation of melodies is an essential feature of Irish music performance. Indeed, Irish tunes are rarely performed without ornamentation. Listen to Freyr's Jig in a version with no ornamentation. Now here's Freyr's Jig again, the proper way, with ornamentation. Many different types of ornaments are used. Some embellish the basic melody. Others add rhythmic interest to it. Five of the most common ornaments are the roll, the cran, the treble, the cut, and the triplet. Let's hear what these sound like. First, here is an illustration of a roll, followed by a short section of a reel, including several rolls. Next, we hear a crayon, followed by a portion of a jig that has crayons in it. Our third type of ornament is the treble, heard first in isolation and then in a musical context. Now, ornament number four, the cut, heard by itself and in the context of a tune. Fifth and finally, an illustration of the triplet, ornament first, followed by a musical example featuring triplets. Now that we have been introduced to some common dance rhythms, scales, and ornaments, we move on to a brief introduction to musical form. The form of an Irish dance tune usually consists of several sections, or parts as they are known. When the tune is performed, it is common for each of these parts to be played twice in succession, the second time usually with variations. Lindsay will now play a jig called Paddy Clancy's. The form is AABB, probably the most common of all Irish dance tune forms. I will count the measures as Lindsay plays, and clap and call out the appropriate letter name, A or B, at the arrival of each part. Listen carefully, and you will notice how Lindsay varies the melody and the ornaments each time she repeats a part. Notice also how the melodies of the A and B parts are different from one another. In other words, how they contrast.
A, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, second A, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, B, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, second B, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
In performance, two or more tunes, typically three, are often strung together to form a set of tunes called a medley. All of the tunes in the medley are of the same tune type, for example, all reels or all jigs. Now, as a musical conclusion, Lindsay will play a medley consisting of two reels, The Scholar and Sligo Maid. This medley incorporates virtually all of the elements of Irish dance tune style we have discussed in this tour.